This is a podcast from Rover. Gary McCormick, doing the thinking for you.
Well, with all the water about, big announcement. I'm building an ark, as per the Bible story. Now, one of my daughters suggested mine should be called Noel's Ark. No idea why she said that. Now, I may be running a bit late because Noah's Ark sailed for 40 days and 40 nights, so we've almost had that much rain already. And I haven't started building, but I'm starting today. Now, Noah took with him all the animals two by two. Now, I don't think I'll go to that much trouble. There's a lot of animals I don't like, to be perfectly honest with you, and this will be a wonderful opportunity. There'll be no alligators, no crocodiles, no snakes, no yappy dogs, and none of their owners. We'll shoot seagulls if they try to land on board. So it'll be a slightly straightened staff or crew that will be on board my boat when the time comes. There'll be no folk singers, no Morris dancers, no Wayne Brown, because he won't admit there's any water until it's too late. There'll be no Mormons, no Jehovah's Witnesses, because any religious groups who have already announced the end of the world, I'm sorry, gang, you've already clipped your ticket. You won't be coming with us.
Yeah, too late.
We'll take anyone from Briscoe's because we'll need the sales.
Hey. Give that a bit more time. That was a good one.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Glad you got that. National leader Christopher Luxon will run the housey on board because he's got six rentals. Bubba ding. Now, we'll need a couple of lesbians, of course.
Woo!
And that's where Lana may have been lucky.
Oh.
But sadly, there's not enough room for the Moore FM breakfast crew. However, I'm sure they'll find room on Paul Ego's yacht when the time arrives.
Oh! At least it's not sinking.